Wilson of the International Secret Police.
After Davis is shot and killed by a mysterious sniper on the island of Madeira, Speed, Clint, and Smiley, together with Philippa, the Portuguese official, suspect that they may find the murderer in the Whispering Cave on the other side of the island. Determined to arrest this man, whom they believe to be another octopus operator, they all speed to this mysterious cave, once a pirate stronghold, in a fast launch. The older men go ashore, leaving Speed to guard the boat, and Clint tells his nephew to fire two shots should danger threaten. Meantime, just as they arrive in sight of the cave's mouth, Smiley sees a movement inside, and the attackers all drop to their faces, hoping that they have been unseen.
Can you see him, Clint?
Yes, barely. Two men.
Think they've spotted us?
No, I don't dream anyone's within miles. They're looking out to sea as if expecting a boat. Now they've gone back inside the cave.
A boat must be coming to pick them up.
Yeah, but we'll have a little surprise party for that landing party. Is it safe to move yet, Clint?
Yep, it's all clear. Come on.
Well, let me make sure that I still got all the stuff I was toting. Wouldn't want to get inside that Whispering Cave and find myself without a gun. It'd be a mighty embarrassing situation, to say the least.
All right. But don't waste any time, Smiley. I don't like to be out here on these slippery rocks any longer than necessary. We're good targets while we're here, you know.
Okay, let's mosey.
Say, I would give anything to know just how many men are inside of that cave.
These tear gas bombs will take care of an army, Philippa. Providing we get a chance to use them. That's our main worry. To see our quarry before they see us.
Yeah, man. Say, is it black inside the cave, Philippa?
Oh, no, not at first. A weird blue light illuminates the place until one progresses into its depths. It is a very vast cavern, and the further one goes, the blacker it becomes.
Uh-oh. Nice cozy place for a murder.
We're almost at the mouth of the cave now. Watch yourself. We must make sure there's no one near the entrance.
You know, I wish I was a mind reader, because it looks like that's the only way anybody will be able to know. They have a weird blue light once you're inside, but from the outside looking in, it's mighty black.
Well, I doubt very much if we are disturbed on entering, Mr. Barlow. Since these fellows have no suspicion that we are here, there will probably be no guard.
I hope so, Philippa. Have to take a chance, I guess. Keep your guns ready.
Don't you worry about that. You know, this sand is a lot better to walk on than those rocks. Goes right into the mouth of the cave, doesn't it?
Yes, the tides have deposited this sand here, and you will find it clear up to the tide line in the cave.
Somehow I just don't like those tides that run into this here cave. Sounds dangerous to me.
Never mind the tides, Neptune. We're ready to enter the cave now, so pipe down. I'll go first, then Philippa, and you bring up the rear, Smiley.
Sure enough.
All's clear so far.
Yeah. Wonder where they got to so quick.
Would you rather find them waiting for you here, Mr. Preston?
Oh, no, not me. Say, this place does have a blue light. And you know it's beautiful.
Keep your mind on your work, Smiley. Next thing we know, you'll start looking for mermaids.
Oh, no, sir, not me. Mermaids and octopuses don't mix.
Stay to your right, Mr. Barlow. We are getting to the tide pools now. And in this dim light, there is danger of falling into them. They are very deep.
This cave has everything, doesn't it? Say, Clint, before getting too far into it, what about Speed? How can we hear gunshots way back in the cave if nothing else can be heard?
Gunshots, yes, Mr. Preston. That is the one sound that we'll carry into the recesses of the cave.
We better put our flashlights on a minute, Smiley. I want to see something.
Sure enough. There's your light.
Cast it down on the sand.
Looking for pirate treasure, Clint?
No. Footprints. I want to make sure we're following the murderer, that he's not following us.
Uh-oh.
Yep. There are the prints. We're all right. There was a chance that they might have sighted us, pretended not to, and then secreted themselves in some hiding place until we passed, so that they could block off our escape. But these footprints are good news. They're still ahead of us.
Them, and we don't know what else.
Don't you worry about us, Smiley. I'm just hoping that Speed doesn't have any trouble in the boat while we're all in here.
Go away, you seagulls.
Somebody's liable to see you hanging around here and wonder what's over here and come over to find out. That wouldn't be so good. Gosh, wonder what the fellas are doing. They ought to be way inside the cave by now. Doggone. Wish I could have gone with them instead of sticking out here in the boat. What are you seagulls looking at anyhow? Fish? Well, let's see if I can see any. Gee, the water's clear. And look at that big fish down there. Boy, he's a whopper. If I'd known I was going to stay in the boat, I might have gotten a fishing line someplace and had some fun. Hey, what was that? Oh, it's just a rock fell in the water. I better not watch the fish. Somebody could come up here without me seeing him if I hang over the side of the boat all the time. What's that way out at sea? Looks like a boat. It is a boat, and it's heading right for this cove. Where's those binoculars? Oh, here they are. And we'll see just what sort of boat she is. Maybe they're just out fishing. She's not flying any sort of flag. That's not so good. And that looks like a gun mounted on the forward deck. It's all covered up, but it sure looks like it. That must be an octopus boat. And if the raid is coming, it'll be here before Clint and the others will be out of the cave. I've got to warn them. Gosh, what'll I do?
Say, I'm getting kind of nervous, Clint. It seems to me we've come far enough to have found something or somebody by this time.
We're still on the right track, Smiley. Still see footprints in the sand.
Yeah, may we soon be above the tide line, and after that, I imagine, we shall find our men. They probably would not stay any place but above the tide line.
That's so. I forgot about that doggone tide line.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, that is the whispering I told you about. The tide is a-changing, and the currents of air are drawn up through small openings to cause this sound.
Man, oh man, I don't like that a little bit. No wonder they used to think this cave was haunted.
Will we have time to leave here before the tide runs in, Felipe?
Oh, yes, it will take a little time for it to reach the mouth of the cave, you know.
Yeah, but what we don't know is how long we're going to be in here. You don't know just when we're going to find those octopus fellas, do you, Clint?
No, but I've got a hunch it should be soon. You see, we're above the tide line now. And look, there's a passage leading into what appears to be another cave. Quick, off of the lights.
What is it?
I think we've come to the end of the trail. There's a dim light in there. You see?
Yeah, like from a lantern.
Shall we go in and take them now?
No, no. Let's wait a minute. If we get a little closer, perhaps we can hear something important.
This time we'll have to. Either the boat come or we get word from the boss.
Shh, wait a minute.
I'm sick and tired of hanging around this stuff. We've done our business, now we ought to get out of here while the getting's good.
Yeah.
I didn't like the job in the first place. I like to fight in the open, not shoot out of bushes.
Yeah, we didn't get them all.
No, we got Barlow. He's the kingpin of the secret police. He's the one the boss wanted to get special.
Hear that, Glenn?
Shh, careful.
You want to go out and see if we can take the boat again?
Nah. It ain't no easy walk between here and the mouth of the cave to do it every half hour or so. I just hope that boat gets here before the tide changes, or we'll be stuck in here until it runs out again. Now, there's the boss's signal. I'll open it up wide. We don't want to miss anything, and sometimes that set ain't so clear.
The octopus whale.
You mean he always has a noise like that when he goes on the air?
Yes. He must be alive. But he can't be.
Boy, we'll sure find out in a minute.
To think that they have assured the whale of a set of this cave. It is amazing.
Shh. Listen.
OC-1 calling OC-7. OC-1 calling OC-7. Standing by.
Okay, for two-way conversation, boss. Come on in.
The octopus. Alive.
But, Glenn, you said he jumped out of your plane.
Wait.
What have you accomplished, Dixon?
Well, I got Barlow, boss. The others got away, but Barlow's out of the way.
Barlow. Dead at last. I waited a long time for this.
I sure finished them off.
Good. Good, Dixon. You shall be well rewarded for this day's work. I'm only sorry that I was not there to see you do the job myself.
Why, the dirty three-cornered canoe?
Boss, we haven't sighted any boat yet. When are they coming to pick us up?
They should arrive at any time. I contacted the boat just before I talked to you. They had already sighted Madeira.
Yeah? Ah, swell. I'm getting nervous. I don't like to hang around a place after I've done a job.
Still, I do not like you to leave before completing it fully, Dick.
Oh, what do you mean?
You said the others escaped. I want them destroyed as well. Particularly the boy. He's too much like Clint Barlow for my liking. He might carry on where his uncle left off. That must not be.
But I don't know how to get them, boss. They'll be on their guard now. They had a Portuguese official with him, saw his uniform through my field glass. Same as I spotted the hat and coat on Barlow, like you said he was wearing.
They had a description of your clothes, Clint.
How did he do it?
I don't care how you get the boy, Dixon, but destroy him you must. Perhaps with the boat at the island it will be easy. You may take greater chances, but not one of the secret police must leave Madeira alive.
Well, I'll do my best, boss.
You know what awaits you should you fail. Let me know the moment you have accomplished my orders.
Yes, sir. We'll leave the cave now. That boat ought to be in sight by now.
Very well. And do not fail. OC-1, signing off.
Phew. If he looks like he talks, I'll bet he's a beaut. Well, come on. Let's get out of this room.
Hey. Hey, they're coming out. What do we do?
We might... Listen!
Speed signal.
Hey, you hear something like shot, Spike?
It is Speed. He's in trouble. Come on!
Hey, who's there? Stop! Go after him, Spike!
Look out, Speed! Look out! What's this? Look out!